The public life of Jesus. We Christians have to meditate on the life of Jesus, from his birth in a stable, right up to his death and resurrection. For we do need to know it well, to have it in our heart and mind, so that at any time, without any book, we can close our eyes and contemplate his life, watching it like a movie. In this way, we become involved in his life. It is not a matter of just thinking about Jesus, of recalling some scenes of his life. We must be completely involved and play a part in his life. We should follow him as closely as Mary his mother did, as closely as the first 12, the holy women, the crowds that pressed about him. If we do this, without holding back, Christ's words will enter deep into our soul and will really change us. These words, written by a holy priest who loved Christ intensely, may help us to get better acquainted with Christ's life, and so to love him more every day. Mysteries of the public life of Jesus. From the many events of the 3 years of the public life of Jesus, we can highlight the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan, the temptations in the desert, the preaching of the kingdom of God, the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, the journey from Galilee to Jerusalem, his messianic entry into Jerusalem, and the mysteries of his passion, death, and resurrection, so as to redeem mankind. Jesus' baptism in the River Jordan. The public life of Jesus begins with his baptism. John the Baptist was reluctant to baptize him, but Jesus insisted and John consented. The baptism of Jesus was the public manifestation of Jesus as the Messiah and the Son of God, equal to the Father, before the people of Israel. Jesus' baptism recalls our own baptism. The temptation of Christ in the wilderness. After being baptized, Jesus went to the desert to pray and fast, allowing himself to be tempted by the devil. Jesus' replies to the tempter showed his filial identification with the salvific plan of God, his Father. Every year, the Church celebrates these 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness, where, to set us example, with his fasting, he overcame the devil's temptations. Jesus came to the world to preach the kingdom of God and to found his church. The Sermon on the Mount and the parables are a especially significant part of his preaching. He confirmed his mission with his holiness and his miracles. From the beginning of his public life, Jesus chose 12 apostles to be with him and to share closely in his mission. Transfiguration of Christ on Mount Tabor. Jesus was transfigured before three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, in order to strengthen their faith, because his passion was close at hand. Following tradition, this transfiguration occurred on Mount Tabor. Entry of the Lord into Jerusalem. Jesus went up to Jerusalem willingly, ready to die. He knew that in that city the salvation of mankind would be fulfilled through his sacrifice on the cross. The Messianic entry into Jerusalem, which we celebrate on Palm Sunday, shows the coming of the kingdom that the Messiah King, greeted in his town by the children and the humble of heart, would carry out with his death and resurrection. From the Cenacle to Calvary. When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. In this way, John introduces the tale of the last events of the life of Jesus before his passion. These last scenes of the life of Jesus reveal how much he suffered and how much he loved us. He sent two disciples to prepare the Passover, and Jesus, with his apostles, sat at table in a room traditionally known as the Cenacle. Then Jesus opened his heart in a long speech, framed around the washing of feet, in which he gives his disciples example in humility and service. The new commandment of love that he entrusts to them. The institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. Do this in remembrance of me. The promise of the Holy Spirit. The priestly prayer of Jesus that opens the prospect of the glory of the cross, whereby the glory of the Father is restored and the doors of heaven are opened to mankind. With so many sufferings and the treachery of Judas and Peter's denials, were not the least, God the Father glorified his Son with his resurrection and his ascension into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Knowing the life of Jesus, every Christian should reproduce Christ's life in his or her own life. Reading and meditating on sacred scripture will help us, because from scripture we will learn how to follow Jesus. He then will show us the way to holiness in our ordinary life, in our family, and in our work. Resolutions for a Christian life. Read and meditate every day some passage from the Gospel about the life of Jesus. Jesus is our model in everything. Let us imitate the life of Christ in our dealings with other people.